And so I come to the problem now of yoga here. There are two kinds of yoga. There's the one that removes you from the world, and there's the one that prepares you to be in the world. Remember my wife Jean said that the mystic way and the way of art are similar, except that the mystic does not have a craft. So let me talk just a minute now about yoga in relation to the aesthetic still point. The classic work of yoga is the Yoga Sutra, S-U-T-R-A-S, by Patanjali. Sutra is related to the word sutya, thread, the thread of yoga. And the word yoga means yoke, yoking something to something else. Yoking, waking consciousness, aware of all the flickering forms of the world, to the source of consciousness, which is transcendent of all of the phenomenal forms. In the second aphorism of Patanjali, this is what we hear. Yoga is the intentional stopping of the spontaneous activity of the mind stuff. Yoga is the intentional stopping of the spontaneous activity of the mind stuff. Aesthetic arrest. I mean, you get this motif of the static again. The notion is that in the mind there is a subtle substance that lives within the gross matter of the mind. And it resonates to the impacts on the senses. And so you are all reflected within my eyes here by this subtle substance. It is taking the form of what I see. And move the eyes quickly, and you see how quickly this can change. But the problem is that it doesn't stop moving. Try to hold in your mind one image or one word, whichever you happen to like, some word or image you think you could dwell on for a while. And if you're honest with yourself, within 5 seconds, you'll find you have associated thoughts or associated images. Make it stand still. So you can ask, why should one do that? Well, the image that's given is of the surface of a pond rippled by a wind. Remember the first verse in the Old Testament, the book of Genesis, is the wind or breath of God brooded or blew over the waters. That blowing is the creation of this world that we live in, of passing forms. The images on the surface of a pond like that come and go, come and go, come and go, and you identify yourself with one of the coming and going fractions of an image. They're all broken images. We are all, as we sit here, broken images. We're seeing a cross-section of a long life right here. And it's passing, it seems. Make the wind stop. Undo creation. The end of the world. And there will be one image that was broken in all these reflections. That is the form of forms. That's the image of your own being and of the universe, and holding to that, you may lose touch with the world and let it drop off. Or you may then open the eyes again, let the wind blow, and recognize in the reflected forms all the broken reflections of that one form or the one song that sings through all. That is the basic problem of the mystic experience and of the artwork. Now Joyce says that when you have achieved the rhythm of beauty, the claritas that shines through, you see that that object which is there is that which it is and is no other thing. You're simply looking at that one thing. Schopenhauer says, each being is the entire world as will in his own way. You become pure subject for a pure object. And the mystery of that object is the mystery of all being. I've seen in India a red circle drawn around an object, a stone, a stick, a little child. And the object is regarded not in relationship to what's outside that circle, but in relationship to the mystery dimension that opens within that circle. And this is what the artist renders. And so when you ask the artist, what does the picture mean? If he really wants to insult you, he'll tell you. That's not what he's delivering at all. He's delivering the center of the world that is beyond Harney Peak, or that Harney Peak is speaking of.